Leader, I don't know if you had the opportunity to watch the RT Primetime Investigates programme last Monday evening, dealing with the crisis, really, in dumping across our countryside, and also the really pathetic sanctions that are given out in our courts. In one case, we had the Parks and Wildlife Service of Ireland saying they came across the worst dumping incident that they had ever seen. The fine, when it went to court, €2,500. €2,500? Apparently they cleaned up the rubbish as they were forced to. €2,500. In Donegal, we have a real crisis. We had the incidents of Ferry Refuge, which was reported on extensively, which demonstrated the absolute lack of power that our courts and our enforcement systems have in that case. But now they've revealed that there's a huge dump above the hills in Inishowen near Moville, where there are tens of thousands, according to RTE Primetime Investigates, of illegal, tens of thousands of tons of illegal household waste up there. But if that wasn't bad enough, on Tuesday morning it was brought to my attention by a constituent that Village magazine have recently reported, and the figures I'm about to give you, I'm going to say them twice because they're absolutely shocking. You won't believe them the first time when they say them. In 2011, the Sunday Life newspaper brought to the attention of Donegal County Council that there were up to 10 million tyres buried in hills above Carndonagh, also in the Inishowen Peninsula. 10 million tyres buried illegally in the hills up there by an operation from Derry working with a landowner. That's what's alleged. According to Village magazine, 7 years later, not only are those 10 million tyres not removed, they allege that there's 6 million more that have been buried there since using a permit for land reclamation. That's what's alleged by a paper. Now, that's just Donegal alone. Just Donegal alone, but right around the western counties and rural counties, working your way inland, there was incident after incident of illegal waste being buried, and every time it's a slap on the wrist. Leader, on behalf of the government, you must accept that our laws are just not working. That we have very good people in our tidy towns throughout this country who volunteer long hours to keep our communities tidy, to paint buildings, derelict buildings and so on. If you could just give me 30 seconds more. We have schools who proudly display their green flags and their blue flags, teaching our young people the value of reduce, reuse, recycle. Yet we have people who are criminals, criminal gangs, operating together throughout this country, making fortunes of money and giving two fingers to our people. And when after long prosecutions, either by local authorities or by the EPA, very technical, difficult cases to bring to court, they get a slap on the wrist. Our system is a disaster. Our system is failing. I'm asking governments to learn now from the fantastic investigative work of RT Primetime Investigates, and to urgently review the laws and the resourcing. I believe there should be one agency, not local authorities, one agency responsible in the state to make sure that waste is properly disposed of and to make sure that those who are involved in criminality are sent to jail rather than given a slap on the wrist.
Thank you. The amount of illegal dumping could take place without somebody knowing somewhere.